Schools are struggling to provide meals to students across the country due to product shortfalls, delivery delays, and labor shortages. The crisis has drawn national attention because many low-income children get the majority of their nutrition from school-provided meals. Now the federal government is stepping in with extra funding. And for more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Katie Wilson, Executive Director of the Urban School Food Alliance. And Katie, I want to start off just talking big picture. How urgent, how dire is this crisis?
Well, thanks for having me on. And the crisis is really very dire across the country. So urban, small rural districts, suburban districts, no one is immune to what's happening. Everything from literally no supplies, where students have to only hold food, to no food coming in on the trucks, or no trucks coming at all. Whereas some of our districts have said, we haven't seen a truck since the beginning of August deliver food. Manufacturers and also distributors are canceling school contracts without notice across the country. And so it has become extremely serious, and it really truly is at crisis point.
Is this all pandemic related?
Much of it is pandemic related. There are labor shortages from the warehouse to the truck drivers. We've heard that for every 20 trucks that need to go out, some of these places have only one or two drivers. And also, you know, throughout the pandemic, the manufacturers that are producing the food, many of them also just don't have the employees that they need. There are people that are sick. There are people, you know, there's a lot of argument in this country about masks and vaccines. That's impacting things. So all of this has sort of come together and gotten into a crisis point. But I will tell you that it's sort of just a symptom of the procurement and purchasing processes that we have to use in school nutrition. There are federal rules, state rules, and local rules. So when you are distributing food to fast food restaurants, chain restaurants, and schools, and regular restaurants, high-end restaurants, schools have notoriously the lowest price point of profit. They want the lowest price possible. So you have all these rules and regulations to follow, and then you get the lowest price. So if you have trouble getting trucks out of your warehouse or out of your distribution center, you're going to put the food on that truck that gives you the best profit margin because you have to recover from your own business. And of course, then their labor shortages are also part of the problem. So it's a combination of things.
And to that end, there has to be a better way to do this, certainly. And I look, for example, with this story, you're dealing with the Department of Education, you're dealing with the Department of Agriculture, you're dealing with state departments of education, and you're also dealing with these private contractors that are supplying things. Is there a better way to streamline this?
You know, we've been talking about streamlining this, and of course, this is coming up because of the crisis. And I believe there is a better way. And so we have really been in great conversation with USDA. They're trying to mitigate the crisis as it is, but they're also asking really critical questions, such as what can we do to make this better? And I've been in school nutrition for over 35 years, and I really believe that if we would sit down and talk about all the layers that schools go through, they have to buy paper plates and napkins and paper towels in school districts the same way they buy food, and that makes no sense. So we need to sit down and really look at how can we develop a regional food system that schools can participate in and use their dollars, their federal dollars, to buy more in a regional sense from regional centers. I think we would have, you know, been out of this situation if we had that in place right now.
Great to talk to you. Thank you so much. Katie Wilson is Executive Director of the Urban School Food Alliance.